2 Chronicles chapter 26. Then all the people of Yehuda took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Yehuda, after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecholiah of Jerusalem. And he did right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought Yahweh in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of Yahweh. And as long as he sought Yahweh, Yahweh made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Yabne, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities around Ashdod and amongst the Philistines. And Yahweh helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gur Baal, and the Mehunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. And he also built towers in the desert, and dug many wells. For he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen as well, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jeiel the scribe, and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor, 2,600, and under their hand was an army, 300,000, 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and body armor and bows and slings to cast stones with. And he made in Jerusalem devices invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones with. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against Yahweh, his Elohim, and went into the temple of Yahweh to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Yahweh, valiant men, and they withstood Uzziah the king, and said to him, "It is not your place, Uzziah, to burn incense to Yahweh, but that is for the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, because you have trespassed, neither will it be for your honor from Yahweh Elohim." Then Uzziah was angry, and had a censer in his hand with which to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, the leprosy rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of Yahweh from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests that were with him looked upon him, and he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from there. Yes, himself he also hasted to go out, because Yahweh had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper to the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate place, a separate house, because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Yahweh. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. And so Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings, for they said, "He's a leper." And Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. End of chapter.